And more election news now, but it's our own, and now we know. Not that it was a huge surprise, really, but on the 6-1 news last night, Taoiseach Simon Harris confirmed his intention to hold a general election on the 29th of November.
My intention then to seek a dissolution of the Dáil by President Higgins on Friday. And as I would have discussed with the other coalition leaders, it's my hope that we will have polling day in this country on the 29th of November. And I'm looking forward to the weeks ahead and asking the people of Ireland for a mandate.
Taoiseach Simon Harris there, and on the line now our political correspondent Micheál Lehan. So they're off, Micheál. They're all set to get out and hang those posters. They're already hitting the doorsteps. Excuse me, what Dáil business will be happening today? It's last day, isn't it?
It is the last day, and in some ways, Sonia, I think it is a surprise that it even sits today. There had been expectation among some for many weeks that it would be in the Dáil that Simon Harris would make that announcement. But of course, events have overtaken that, and the importance of that meeting of EU leaders and others in Budapest means that it'll be tomorrow afternoon now before he seeks his dissolution. So the Dáil business today, for that reason, seems fairly light. There will be a motion by the Social Democrats on what it's calling genocide in Gaza. And then at midday, the Taoiseach will take leaders' questions for the last time. Now, the Dáil, I think, is scheduled to sit until around 6 o'clock. There'll also be topical issues up for debate, but I think the widespread expectation is that it will finish far before, much earlier than 6 o'clock, given that many TDs have already hit the road last night after those final votes in the 33rd Dáil. They cleared out their offices, and there was a sense almost of relief. I know it's ironic, given that TDs and candidates are facing in to a grueling election campaign, putting their names on the line. But still, the fact that the uncertainty had absolutely lifted last night led to a sense of something akin to giddiness. Some heard evoking the words of the former election strategist PJ Mara when he opened the 2002 campaign for Fianna Fáil with the word showtime. That was heard a few times yesterday evening in the corridors.
The timing and the choreography then tomorrow, Micheál, of actually going to the Oras and calling the election, even though we know all about it now, because officially you can't put up those posters till it's officially been called, isn't that right?
That's right. And that was a big consideration for TDs last night. There was a rumour that swept through Leinster House, being put about by some veterans of the place who probably in hindsight should have known better, that the Taoiseach may have called it in the House last night. And that would have led to consternation for many rural TDs in particular. How would they get back to their constituencies and get those posters up late in the night? So that particular process now is going to happen tomorrow afternoon. It's expected Simon Harris will come back from Budapest, probably make a statement on the steps of government buildings before heading to Áras an Uachtaráin and asking President Michael D. Higgins to seek the dissolution of the Dáil. And it's from that point on that this election officially kicks off. I suppose for many, though, it is a strange one in that it has been running for quite some time. I mean, there were pledges and promises from some in government for a long time that the election wouldn't take place until next year. But all the while, the campaigning was taking place. But I suppose it begins in earnest, and around the dynamic of the campaign, I suppose that should begin to take shape over the weekend and into early next week.
It's the first time, I think, any government has gone to the people, or any opposition has been able to put their proposals to the people, when there has been so much money in the government kitty. On the other hand, that may look very different now after the re-election of Donald Trump in the White House. Taoiseach Simon Harris was already talking, wasn't he, Micheál, about the potential impact on the corporation tax that's stopping our budgets from being in deficit, on the potential impact of a trade war. There's also the potential impact on Ukraine if more refugees flee whatever a Putin settlement might be.
Yes, I mean, the feeling within government, I think privately, is that the world really has been turned upside down, and that changes things across the EU. And the Taoiseach alluding to that in the Dáil, when he spoke about that risk of a transatlantic trade shock, how government are intending to counter that is to say that there is money set aside in those long-term funds, money set aside for the rainy day, and they're going to say that is an example of prudence. Of course, from the opposition's point of view, they say there is plenty to point out around a lack of prudence around the spending of public money, which they believe hasn't been done well by this government. And they believe there is a rich seam of public anger there that can be tapped, whether it's things like spending on the National Children's Hospital or that issue, that ongoing niggling issue of the lavish amount spent on the bike shed in Leinster House. So it is likely that that becomes an early theme in this election. I suppose from government's point of view, although elections are inevitably looking to the future and to people casting an eye in that direction, they do point out that there is plenty money available for the moment, and that is what they will be focusing on. Of course, money that has been bouncing into people's accounts throughout this week in the form of those bonus social protection payments.
We'll go into it in more detail on the podcast later, but for the moment, political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thank you.